Jasmine.
Hello.
Yes, Jerome.
Yes. Hey, Miss Carolyn.
Hello. Hello. I am sorry. I didn't mean to waste your time, honey. He wants me to wait until after the first of the year.
Really?
He said there's no way we can get everything done right now as far as relocating and everything. I know I'm not happy either. He tells me to take care of everything, and then now I'm listening to him. Thus, I apologize, and I do. But I tell you what, honey, when I do get ready to do it, you'll be the one I call.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. And I know he's saying...
I appreciate your honesty and everything and being straight up with me.
Yeah.
I'm just upset. I'm so sorry.
No, I get it.
He wants me to wait. And, yeah, he's going to try and talk to our son and see if maybe we can borrow money to get things fixed so we can get a higher amount. I didn't know he was even thinking about that. He hadn't shared any of that with me. But we won't see them till Thanksgiving, so... He's like, if we had certain things done, we could get the money that we wanted. And I told him, fine. So I want to come give you a call so you wouldn't be waiting on me. I apologize.
No, you're fine. I mean, I can say my only thing is we can work with your timeline because we do work within 30 to 90 days.
Okay.
Or, you know, especially if you can extend it.
Right. I don't want to say yes today, though, and find out at Thanksgiving. We have a son who he's a CEO for a company, and we know he has it, but I don't like asking. So, and that's what I told him, and he said I wasn't going to be the one doing it. He was. So, but he said that until we get some things done, he's wanting a lot more. And I said, well, I'm looking at it like this. I'm ready to be done. I said, the longer we're here, the more it's going to deteriorate. Mm-hmm. And I said, and someone can come in and fix it and make it beautiful again. And they told me he wanted to wait. So if nothing else, honey, I'll holler at you after Thanksgiving if I hear some good news.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Jerome.
You're fine. You're fine. I definitely, you know, with... Happy.
I hate waiting on people, and I hate wasting time, and I would have never bothered you, hon, if I'd have had an idea on that one at all, but thank you for your help, and like I said, honey, I got your name and all that. I know where you're at now.
I'll
be there on the 1st in Ashland dropping off children, so, but I will. I promise you. When I get ready to do it, I will take care of it and give you a call.
That's definitely fair. That's definitely fair.
Okay.
And that's no problem. I think, if anything, definitely, you know, see if he's willing to extend the time frame.
Okay.
I mean, we're willing to extend that time frame, so we could even...
Understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I know how it is.
He says he said everyone says they're going to do this and that, and then he goes, come down to it, and we'll be sitting here, having to pay $20,000 to get everything moved out of here. We've been married 41 years.
Oh.
We do have a lot of things, but still, like I told him, half of it needs to go anyway. So,
yeah. Yeah, I can understand.
Okay. Like I said, honey, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I need to go have a moment by myself.
I understand. I definitely will check back with you.
Yes.
Most likely after Thanksgiving, if that's okay.
Yes. Yes. Give me a holler, honey. The 2nd would be perfect because then I will know everything and I'll be home.
Got you.
When we drop them off on the 1st, that Sunday after Thanksgiving, we're coming straight home. So I'll know everything, what's going on.
Got you. Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Thank you, Jerome. And you tell your boss man or the owner that I said thank you, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. I will.
Okay.
I definitely will. And okay. I'll reach back.
Happy holidays, honey.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.